Get ready. Call Senate Labor and Commerce to order. It is February 2nd, and it's 1:32. And Senator Seekins, Senator Ben Stevens, Senator Betty Davis, myself. On today's agenda, SB 207, Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation. And we have a CS to adopt and discuss. And we have Senator Gary Stevens from those spacey people out there in Kodiak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have you, are we dealing with the...
We will adopt the CS, and then I'd ask you to speak to it, please. Right. Senator Stevens, would you...
Thank you, Senator Mundy. Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 207, / Y, dated 1/2706.
And without objection, we have that before us for our consideration. And just point out to the for the members that this CS will have an impact on the fiscal note, likely another $4,800 in costs for these additional three members. And it essentially raises from 9 to 11 the membership of the committee, and does designate that three of these residents be from the Kodiak Island Borough. Senator Stevens? Gary Stevens?
Thank you. I appreciate the CS, and I think it does the two things that that are perfectly appropriate. First is to make sure that there's membership from the community where the rocket launch exists and takes place and has an enormous impact on the economy and on many people who live in the community. And the second thing it does is that it expands the board as the original bill would have done, but it doesn't require that someone be thrown off the board. So it makes that expansion without having to replace anybody. When it comes to the fiscal note, I understand that we revised fiscal note. Just to remind you that the way the board has worked in the past is there have been two members from Kodiak, and that has been a part of the budget for years and years. And usually the meetings are in Anchorage, so those two members have had to travel in from Anchorage to be at that meeting. This raises it to three. And I just ask you to look closely at $4,800. It seems to me that's a little high, but you might want to look at that fiscal note. But I think the CS is very good, and I appreciate the work that was done on it.
Well, and I'll defer the fiscal note discussions to Finance Committee. I assume it's going to head in that direction. And understand if we're going to have more people, it's going to cost a little bit more money. Any questions for the bill sponsor? Do we have anyone else here like to testify on Senate Bill 207?
Well, I always thought we should provide like ridership to people we want to sit in the space, you know. And maybe we can nominate them.
Acknowledge the presence of Senator Ellis, and. And assure you that the notion of the one-way trips that they were going to provide from the rocket launch was not aimed at you. We have adopted the CS, which Senator Ellis, which would expand the membership from 9 to 11 and stipulate that three of those come from the borough. And we have no further discussion. I would entertain a motion to move from committee CS for 207.
I'll move CS for 207. Yankee out of committee with the attached fiscal note and object.
There is an objection. Would you care to speak to your objection?
There's nobody from Fairbanks on this committee, Mr. Chairman. And the way I see it, you know, there's three of them from Kodiak, and it's a smaller community. There ought to be somebody from – there ought to be a couple positions from Fairbanks. We have a rocket range up there, too, you know.
Actually, I'd be glad to answer Mr. Chairman.
So I could vote for this bill if we'd add a couple of positions for people from Fairbanks, Mr. Chairman.
Well, and I I'm sure you could stipulate that they're as spacey in Fairbanks as they are in...
I called up to Fairbanks. They said, who cares about those people in Kodiak? We want a trip down there for some seafood once in a while, too, Mr. Chairman. So with that, I'll remove my objection.
I could respond, Mr. Chairman. I just want to mention that...
You don't want to quit while you're ahead?
The president of the University of Alaska is the chairman.
He seems to be from Anchorage more than he's from Fairbanks lately.
We will move on this regional... I'm the chair is prepared to stipulate that Alaskans are geocentric. Any further objection to moving from
parochial is more likely.
Yeah.
I thought that was something you ate, a parochial.
Any further objections before this is completely out of my control? Hearing none, we will move from committee CS for 207 and consider that your roast for the session is over.
Mr. Chairman?
Temporarily, at least.
Next Tuesday, we will hear SB 244, No Discrimination Against Acupuncturists. I've been needled about this for some time now. And
the camera's not even here to pick up all this all this levity.
And SB 260, extending Task Force on Workers' Compensation Bill. And for committee information, I am awaiting information back from Department of Labor on the unemployment insurance bill. And if we get that in time, we would put that on next Tuesday's agenda as well, Senator Ellis. So if no further levity to come before the committee, and realizing that you're getting out at so early that you may owe me some time later in the session, we will... What?
Video conference.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. My extended memory is kicking in and working very well. Next Thursday, a week from today, we'll hold confirmation hearings on the various boards and commission appointees. We'll be meeting over at the LIO conference room for this meeting so we can utilize the video teleconference equipment.
So. Terry Miller Building?
Terry Miller Building.
Okay.
So with that, at 1:40, we'll stand adjourned.
Chairman.